Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Beverly Menebel is here, too, and I'm very excited about that. She's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than, let's see, she'll be coming up on 12 years later this year, her anniversary. We'll have her back for her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She is so much fun and so smart. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, which is a book I've been telling you about for a long time. She is one of the best people in the world you can talk to when it comes to making connections with other human beings, and she's our good friend, Beverly Menebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Bev. You know, back in 98, 99, I started telling my audience that they were going to have to really put some extra effort into three areas for the 21st century. And the first one was technology, leveraging technology. And the other two were networking and building strategic alliances. Now, I had no idea how prophetic those recommendations were going to be, especially now with social media, social networking, some people call it. And it's really become... now if you said that, people would say, well, duh, but 12 years ago, it wasn't a duh. It was, oh, okay. Well, whatever you think.
You were ahead of your time.
Well, mostly people probably, you know, laughed at me, but as they still do, but what do you think about, this whole social media, social networking, the whole thing? What do you think about this whole craze that's happening right now?
I think we all need to be on the train because it's taking off. It's taken off. And it can take your business to places that you didn't dream of just 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say social networking up close and personal, it is because there's a lot of wonderful things we can do, especially small business owners, to make your business look big in the social networking. But I'm talking about, you know, getting out the microscope and zooming in on some particular prospects that you might have, old customers that you have, making it up close and personal. And there's several different ways to do that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is the term social networking or social network, isn't that I hate to pick at words, but you're the wordsmith here. I mean, I think we got to come up with another term for this, because when you tell small business owners they should be spending more time doing social media, social network, that doesn't sound like ROI, as I've said many times. Why can't we all talk about building online customer communities or building more customer communities? What do you think?
I like that, but I also like, and my particular drive in this is the social part. That many times business results, as we all know, because you've taken the time to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Who will recommend you to somebody. You may not do business with them directly,
right,
but they'll recommend you to somebody because they met you either online or at a function. They liked what you had to say,
right,
or that you listened.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna refer you on. So there's a lot of social to the networking.
I agree, but I think that's just networking. But look, that's just one of my little peccadillos. Let's get back to your up close and personal. How do we do that?
Well, let me give you an example, and I think you got this. I sent out in January. I'm not one to send anything out at Christmas. Life's too busy. But after
right.
the first of the year, I send out a newsletter. Now this year I cut it back. I mean, I cut it back to where it was like three very short paragraphs, and I included a picture of each member of my family, and this went out to family and friends. And then my brain said, you know what, you have some clients that you really have a relationship with,
right,
let's send it to them. And mm-hmm. I pre-read it, and there was It was short. It was okay, but it wasn't one of these "oh, life is wonderful" type emails. I mean, I included something in there that, you know, made me look very human. The audience may or may not know, I do seminars, I do individual coaching, and I do keynote speaking. From sending that out to my customers, I have booked just from that 2 keynotes, 4 coachings, and 2 seminars.
Wow.
Just from to something I almost didn't
almost
do.
Didn't do.
Yeah, and it didn't come, I mean, as soon as they got it, they didn't write me, they didn't email me back and say, "Oh, Beverly, by the way, can you speak at our annual event next August?"
Right.
No. You know, it took 6 weeks or so,
yeah.
But it woke them up. It's like, oh, yeah, I like this person. Here's
people,
another side of her.
It's
oh,
not, it's not, it's not folks, it's not people who you want to do business with. It's not their job to wake up thinking about you every morning.
That's right.
You have to keep yourself in front of them, and you got to. And that's what's so good about what other people call social media. And I read it easily, and I do it reluctantly. It does give you multiple ways of getting in front of them, in a way that doesn't seem commercial, that doesn't seem self-serving, it doesn't seem, or it can be done, I should say, without seeming that way. Right.
That's right.
And that's what you did when you sent that piece out. Now that's, some people might say, well, that's not social media. It wasn't even on Facebook. What's wrong with you? But you know, folks, Facebook and Twitter, as I've said many times, Beverly, face to face is the original social media.
That's right.
So sending out a mailer or something like that, it's all part of the whole approach to connecting with people. That's the reason why I have a problem with the term social media. It's about making connections.
Yes.
It's about building communities. This whole thing, if I had to put an umbrella over all the stuff we're talking about, whether it's be a chamber mixer or becoming a member of a civic club or whatever, it's the umbrella that covers all of this and encompasses everything is community, isn't it?
It's building relationships.
Yeah.
One at a time, and we can use technology to do that. Yes, we can do it through Facebook. With anything, you want to be careful as a business owner what you put out there. I'm very selective on Facebook. I reserve, yeah. You know.
You don't type that you had. You don't go into Facebook and Twitter and tell us that you had tuna for lunch or anything. You don't do that?
I don't.
those people annoy me. Stand by 20 after. Right back with Beverly. Beverly, give us your website quickly.
TalkListen.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.